Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts.
I'm Wong Sing, born in Hong San in 1827. I went to the Morrison Memorial School. When the school moved to Hong Kong, I followed. Later, I went to the US for further study. I fell ill soon after and had to return to Hong Kong before finishing high school. I decided to follow Jesus while in the US. In 1848, I was 21. Having just returned to Hong Kong, I got a job at the China Mail, first as a printing technician, and later as an editor. Meanwhile, there's this gentleman Wong Tao in Shanghai. Fate would also set him on a course that would make history. Wong Tao was a well-learned scholar. This year, he was offered a job at the London Missionary Society Press, helping the British missionary make a new translation of the Bible into Chinese.
I'm Wong Tao. It's a scholar's duty to make the world a better place. I keep writing to the government about my plan to modernize China. For the most part, my advocacy fell on deaf ears.
The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the waters. He refreshes me.
In 1853, I became the manager at the Anglo-Chinese College Press, helping the London Missionary Society print and do translation for the Chinese newspaper, Chinese Serial. I also assisted the college principal, Reverend James Legg, in his translation of the Chinese classics. The Anglo-Chinese College Press was renowned for its production of the Hong Kong type, which was widely sold around the world.
By 1854, my wife had already passed away for a few years. I decided then to receive baptism and became a bona fide Christian.
I am Tung Wah Hospital's founding director, and I'm the first Chinese to be appointed as a juror. My role as a manager in the Anglo-Chinese College has me constantly liaising between Chinese and the British people. Hong Kong is, after all, run by the Brits. Getting more Chinese into the higher circles allows us to have more say and help more Hong Kong people.
It's a turbulent world out there, and I'm in the middle of it all, Shanghai. I keep writing to lobby for government policy changes. Not getting anywhere with the Qing government, I wrote to the Taiping rebellion leaders. I'm just a lowly scholar, but I must let my voice be heard. Anything it takes to save my fellow countrymen.
In 1862, I made a new friend. The college principal, Reverend James Legg, hired a scholar from Shanghai called Wong Tao.
Together with Wong Xing, we translated A Brief Introduction to Firearms, a book that gives an overview of Western firearms, covering such aspects as how to build them, the proper alloy to use, and how to check ammos. When we sent a copy to General Zheng Guofan's aide, the Qing government finally took us seriously.
It's 1876. I'm back in Hong Kong again. A couple years back, Wong Tao and I founded the Chinese Printing Company and the Universal Circulating Herald. Borrowing the tradition of editorials in Western newspapers like The Times, Wong Tao wrote numerous editorials for the Universal Circulating Herald to express his pioneering views towards political reform. A lot more than what he bargained for. Wong Tao's writings inspired a whole generation of intellectuals.
Business was flourishing, but Wong Xing left it all behind to take 30 young scholarship awardees abroad to seek further education in the U.S. I asked him if he's honestly willing to give up so much for the kids. Are you sure?
Yes, I've made up my mind. I don't have what it takes to change the world the way Wong Tao does, but I can nurture our future leaders to greatness, and through them, make the world a better place. When my work in the US was done, I came back to Hong Kong and was appointed the first Chinese Justice of Peace, and later the Chinese unofficial member of the Legislative Council.
While Wang Xing was in the US, he was appointed a member of the Qing Legation staff in Washington, D.C. Funny how in my young days, I aspired to be a Qing government official. My best friend ended up living my young dream.
Tonight, we raise our glasses in a toast to Wong Tao, who will soon retire to his hometown, Shanghai. Having lived more than half a century, we aren't getting no younger. It's only proper that we put our retirement plans in motion. As for me, I've spent time in lots of different places. Hong Kong, Shanghai, Peking, the US, and so on. And yet, Hong Kong is the only place I call home. Run by the Brits, yes, but they pay me due respect and allow me the opportunities to make contributions to the society. I am, after all, a Hong Konger through and through.
Hey, bro, leaving so soon?
Well, I'm not a big drinker.
I brought some fine wine with me. Let's drink up before we say goodbye.
Sure. All right, bro. May your retired life be filled with health and happiness.
Cheers.
Hey, bro. It's an interesting time out there. In all the days to come, I wish you all the best in God's grace. Before we part, let me sing you a prayer.
Sure. Why not?
Our Father in Heaven, Brother Wong Tao and I were born in a time of chaos. Graced by your mercy, we've made ourselves useful to society.
If we shall go through turmoil and challenges, O Lord, lend us the strength to carry on so we might help those in need.
And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.